Well, Tracy, it seems that things just don't slow down in the news business.
Never.
Busy, busy, busy.
Always busy.
With back to school and lots of activities going on around town, the story this week really took the community by surprise because you had an event that happened all the way in Charlottesville, and through social media and news, it spread and it brought a group of people together right here in our own community.
Yeah, it's affected everybody fairly profoundly, and it caused an impromptu candlelight vigil to occur over the weekend at Plaza de las Cruces, where a lot of Las Cruces gathered just to light candles and take some time to acknowledge, you know, what happened in Charlottesville. Bill McCamley and Rabbi Larry Carroll were a couple of the speakers, and seemed pretty powerful event. So we got some good photos of that, and one of them is on the cover of the bulletin this week.
What was the general feeling like of the people that attended?
The mood was pretty somber. You know, a lot. I feel like there's a loss of hope in some ways, just because we're dealing with
a lot of frustration.
A lot of frustration too. So hopefully, you know, people can stick together and kind of get through all the feelings that and something like that evokes.
Let's move on to the county and the city getting together to sue the government. Talk to me about the Superfund.
The county and the city have teamed up to they filed a lawsuit on August 9th against federal government for seeking to recover all costs past and future for the groundwater plume Superfund site at Walnut and Griggs. And I don't have enough time to go into too many details, but we have a very long, detailed story about what that entails and what we can expect to see from that.
Is it unusual for a city and a county government to come together and file this kind of lawsuit?
You don't hear of it very often, do you?
No.
I don't recall a time that I've seen that.
Let's move on to something a little bit more livelier. And that's Salsa Fest. This is now an annual event. It's time to get your groove on and get the taste buds going.
Yes, this is the ninth year that we've had Salsa Fest. This year you'll see it a little different than in the past. This time it will be on Plaza de las Cruces. So that's a new venue for the event. This time you'll see a lot more food trucks. There will be a beer garden and live music, which live music has always been part of it. From what I'm hearing, there may not be salsa tastings like they've had in the past.
No.
But I think that they will have some sort of setup for testing out, trying out salsa or purchasing it. But I think that the way they used to do the judging, the format of that has changed. And then there will be there will be dance groups, salsa dance groups there performing the other kind of salsa for the crowds.
Comic-Con, coming back to Las Cruces.
Right. So Salsa Fest is happening this weekend on August 19th. That's this weekend, I think. Pretty sure. Losing track. Next weekend, August 25th through 27th, Comic-Con returns to the Las Cruces Convention Center. And this year, Gary Busey will be attending.
Gary Busey,
so,
no
isn't
way.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, Gary Busey is one of the featured guests, as well as Anne Mahoney. I hope I pronounce these names right. Anne Mahoney, who plays Olivia in The Walking Dead. Mindy Sterling, who's maybe best known for iCarly. She was in Reno 911 and Austin Powers. David Finch and Meredith Finch are a married duo that anybody familiar with comics probably knows those names, and a few other people. So it sounds like they have a really great lineup.
It's getting bigger every
it's
year.
It's getting bigger every year.
Which is great for our community, great for our activities. This coming Thursday at the Allen Theaters on the Tail Shore 12, there's going to be a tribute to Stan Lee at 7 o'clock. So it's a great way to kick off Comic-Con.
Yes, exactly, leading up to that.
Let's talk about the profile. Griselda Martinez moving from the Arrowhead to be the new deputy director for the city of Las Cruces.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of changes in the economic development department here in Las Cruces. As you know, Phil Sanfilippo moved over to economic director. Probably messed that title up. And so they've created a new position, deputy director, and they've been working on filling that position. There were several really great candidates They decided on Griselda Martinez, who is coming from NMSU's Arrowhead Center. And so leading off our business section this week, we've got a nice profile on her and her background and her plans and just basically everything you need to know about that change.
Okay, Tracy, read all about it in this week's bulletin.
Thank you.